Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, it is the morning show presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Fourth and final hour coming at you, Dave and Logan. This Wednesday, March the 18th. And I was about to give you all the play-by-play we had coming up today, but unfortunately, there is none.
Canceled.
But you can listen to the two of us. You can listen to Dog Nation Daily, noon to 1. You can listen to the home team, Chris and Jeff, from 4 until 7. And you can do it so easily from home. You've got that smart speaker. And there's a lot of people that probably got one, and it's probably maybe still sitting in a box or something.
You know, maybe great time to bust that out.
You got it
for
Christmas or birthday or something like that. Let me tell you, they don't call it a smart speaker for nothing. It is smart.
Now is the time where Aunt Edna says, "What is this thing I was given for Christmas?" Well, teach
right.
her what it is so she can listen to the morning show.
That's right. That's right. Alexa, Google, Amazon, Dot, Echo, HomePod, Sonos. Just get its attention. And just say, "Play 960 The Ref," and you will be up to date. You know what else I want to get up to date on? Golf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Specifically, Georgia women's golf. And a longtime friend of the show, head coach Josh Brewer, who it's been way too long since Josh has been on with us. So I'm glad that he was nice enough to take a few minutes. Josh, good morning. How are you today with all things going on? I know y'all were supposed to have the Liz Murphy Classic coming up this weekend. So just a lot of crazy stuff going on right now.
Correct, yes. Thank you for having me on. Doing well. I hope you and your families are. And again, thank you guys just in general for working, finding a way to, you know, just continue to update people, because again, we need sports in this country. So it's very nice to have, you know, people who make a living at it still talking. And again, eventually we'll all kind of get back to our what we thought were normal lives, and things will continue. So again, thank you guys for, you know, making this work for everybody.
Well, you are too nice to say that, and Logan and I both certainly do appreciate the fact that we can come in here and be able to talk and lead at least somewhat of our normal part of our lives, even though we have to look at each other for four hours every morning.
Worst part.
Yeah, but you know, we do appreciate it. So you guys had played in the Hootie Classic. Excuse me, the Darius Rucker Intercollegiate. I had to say that. Did he perform for you guys?
Yeah, he still had his concert.
That's awesome.
He does a wonderful job. A great event. So yeah, we played there, and we always leave on spring break for about 3 or 4 days. I give everyone kind of a chance to catch their breath, and you know, this is when this all started to break, was during spring break. So we never ended up having a true team meeting. We didn't have everyone back together because we weren't supposed to be back here till last Friday, and by then some student athletes, their parents decided, you know, they just wanted to be with them. So we FaceTimed some people in, and at that time we didn't even know the seasons were canceled, and I said, "Guys, this could be our last chance kind of truly being together this year." And unfortunately, I wish I was wrong, but I ended up being correct. And now, again, just still trying to get some student athletes home that are international. It's been a daunting process. I was at the airport this morning. I'll be at the airport tomorrow, just making sure these flights actually happen and we can get everyone back to their families.
Yeah, and in fact, that's an interesting point you bring up. As we talked to Georgia women's golf coach Josh Brewer, you have you have international players on your team, and it's not like they can just go home for the weekend. So what was the process of, you know, like you said, finding flights, getting them home, letting them know that, you know, you don't know what's next. I mean, I know this has been really, really tough for not just you, but for all coaches that are in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, these student-athletes, they have to find their own flights home. So when you have an Italian, a French, a Taiwanese, and the Canadian's a little different. She has a U.S. passport, so I haven't been as – I've been worried, but in a different way with her. But the other three, it's been like, okay, can you come home? And my Katerina, our Italian, like, her parents actually have been wanting her to stay just because Italy's such on a lockdown, and actually they're having issues with medical – you know, hospitals just being too full. So she finally they decided to let her come home tomorrow. But yeah, her dad and I had been talking, and we thought she might stay here all summer just because, again, he felt like she might be safer here than trying to head back to Italy. So it's been, let's say, an adventure. Two of them, a Taiwanese girl, I just had her at the airport today. She's finally headed out and hopefully be home in about 48 hours. And then our first player leaves this evening, and she'll be home tomorrow. But unfortunately, with the lockdown, her parents can't pick her up. She has to have a government escort. Once she lands in Paris, to even go home, her parents aren't allowed out because they're a little bit different lockdown in Europe, where they're truly stuck in their homes. They're allowed to be out to buy groceries or go to the pharmacy, and anything else, they're either getting arrested or ticketed. So, I mean, we're fortunate here. We think we're quarantined. I promise that the rest of the world is handling this much different than we are, and we have a much more freedom, so we should be thankful for it, even though our lives are a little uneven right now.
Yeah, for sure. Talking with Josh Brewer, who is Georgia's women's golf coach.
I know another big deal coming up, Josh. The Masters is will be postponed till who knows when, if it does get made up this year. But also part of that is the U.S. Women's Amateur, and you had a couple of players that were scheduled to participate in that. Is that right?
Yeah, we were supposed to be down there in 2 weeks. And again, I'll be interested how they handle it with the Masters organization. You know, they're going to make very good decisions. They'll probably set policy for how all the tours around the world, you know, restart and how they go about with exemptions and you know, they'll do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And again, they've controlled a lot of golf, and not only that, you had the drive, chip, and putt that goes on down there. So I mean, it wasn't the Masters that was
right,
you know, postponed, but it's a two and a half week time frame, and I'll be curious, because let's face it, it's hot here in the summer. I would think they're going to try to hold that event back when it cools back down, and it'll be weird though if they do it in the fall. I'll be curious if they can get everything to bloom correctly again, but my bet is they'll figure it out.
I wouldn't put it past them, no, exactly. Yeah. Well, tell us who the two student athletes were that were going to play in that, and what kind of season they were having so far.
So Katerina Don is from Italy, and then Candice Mahe is from France. Katerina had been here the entire year. She won her first collegiate start in Minnesota, finished second in another event, and was ranked top 20 in college golf. She's number 6 in the world, so I mean, world class. Probably actually was going to be one of the favorites play in at Augusta. Candice joined us in January. She was top 35 in the world and had played her first three tournaments of the year with us. So again, I hope those invitations are carried over into next year. Then we had a signee from Austria, who's top 30 in the world, who was going to be there as well. So we were going to have three of the 72 competing. And I was excited because they both wanted me to come down and be their coach for the week. So I was going to be able to go through all the festivities and have dinner Friday night in the clubhouse at Augusta National. Mm. And again, that's definitely third world problems now, but it's a, you know, I was looking forward to it, and I hope that,
absolutely,
in a way, I hope I don't get to be their coach, because I'm hoping family and all of them can come back over in the future, mm-hmm, and I just get to be a spectator. But we'll go from there.
Is so Katerina, you said she's Italian. She's going home tomorrow. Is that what you were saying?
That is correct.
Okay.
And I'm going to the airport with her because flights have been getting canceled daily. I guess there's two flights a day from the United States, and they're out of New York, that the Italian government has secured for Italian citizens. But they've been canceling too. So my fear is she gets to New York and all of a sudden they cancel and she's stuck at JFK with nowhere. So I won't sleep easy till I know she's on the back home.
Oh, crazy. So yeah, you're a dad. I mean, you're a dad to these girls. I mean, I don't want to say, you know, you're more than a coach. I mean, this is your family. I get that. Like you said, you're not going to sleep well until you know they're home safe and sound with their family.
Yeah, and I think this is where, you know, parents, recruits know they made the correct decision with having coaches who truly care. And unfortunately, there's probably a few who don't have the same outlook. And I shouldn't say it, but I was very outspoken at the SEC 2 days ago about why they hadn't canceled their championships. And I'm more worried about getting kids home than I'm not supposed to say it, win a title. But at the end of the day, their safety is a heck of a lot more important than us winning something here. And I let the SEC know that. And again, I probably wasn't the favorite person, but at the same time, there were schools that couldn't even field a team if the SEC tried to host a conference championship. So it's, you know, I'm glad they finally made the decision yesterday to cancel everything. And that's what people upset. They aggravate me because I get it. We don't have our sports, but there's also human beings involved and young people involved. These aren't 40-year-olds that, you know, have a livelihood. These are 18-year-old kids who are halfway around the world without family. So, again, that's a heck of a lot more important to me than making birdies.
Well said, Josh Brewer, the Georgia women's golf coach. So how many, like, had there been the women's golf coaches in the SEC? Have you had conference calls, or how has that been going over the last week?
Yeah, we had one this week. We've been in contact, and that's been the hard thing, too. Some schools made quick decisions where they have a lot of schooling online and had sent their players home, where, again, that's one thing I appreciate about Georgia is that we do most of our schooling in the classroom. We don't go online for many reasons, but at the same time, it makes it a little slower process when you're trying to make these tough decisions on the education piece. So, again, that was also causing some panic because South Carolina had sent their kids home probably 5 or 6 days before we as a university made any decision. So, you know, they're getting mixed messages between universities and institutions. So, I mean, it's been a challenge. It's been a learning process for everybody. But again, I think our administration has done a wonderful job of working through these tough times and again, taking care of every student athlete and honestly, every coach too. They've done a good job of communicating with the coaching staffs.
Josh Brewer, Georgia women's golf coach.
Coach, you may or may not, you know the answer to this. I'm just curious, though. But as far as, you know, specifically the University of Georgia, I'm assuming the course is shut down completely right now. Is that right?
Yes.
And as far as golf itself, is that something people might be able to do in the near future? Or has that been a conversation amongst you guys as to how do you keep golfers golfing at a time like this? Or is that just out the window right now?
To me, it's out the window for a few more days. Now, we have players who are trying to practice and play. University is shut down, the course, our facilities, and that. But again, I have student athletes who are still practicing, playing back home, wherever they're at from there. And to me, I feel like, I guess we'll find out at a later date, but to me, I feel like we're one of the few sports, too, who can practice social distancing while playing.
Yeah.
Most of us do anyway because we hit it so far left and right.
We didn't realize that that's what we were doing all these years. We were practicing social distancing.
I'm in the woods while my rest of my group's in the fairway.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But no, I know it's absolutely crazy times. And also, I'm sure indoor facilities, I mean, it may not be the most ideal, but golf does have a lot of simulator options that people can do. Is that right?
That is, and I'm curious. I saw where NASCAR or one of the race teams, like 20 or 25 drivers did their simulation, streamed it online, and I'm waiting for like a Justin Thomas, a Spieth, them to kind of do golf simulation and let people watch. Because that's the one thing, this country loves sports.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we're trying to find, you know, we're going to find a way eventually to get it back in our lives. So, right now it's golf has not been very high on my priority list, safety and getting these players back to their families. And like I said, hopefully by tomorrow I can move on to other concerns like Phillip Rivers, see if he's throwing touchdown passes for my Colts.
Well, we have one of our loyal emailers, Tony, who lives over in Barrow County. He said, ask Coach about Phillip Rivers, and Tony said, I'm not crazy about it, but what about you?
You know what? As long as he doesn't have a dead arm, I'm okay with it, but most people seem to think he's way past his prime. I was hoping for Tom Brady, even though I despise the Patriots for all these years. I was hoping he'd come to the Colts. But again, I just trust the general manager and coach. It's like when you see recruiting classes put together, why'd they do that? Well, there's something they thought that would make the team better. I guess I'm more excited for the trade they made for the defensive lineman and gave up their 13th pick, and just hope Phillip Rivers, you know, throws it to the right team more than he throws it to the other team. I guess who else could you have? Jameis Winston?
It could be worse.
Yeah, exactly. You're good.
It could definitely be worse. No doubt about that. Hey, we were talking to Coach Bowerly. Was that yesterday, Logan, or was that whenever it was?
The whole week is blending in, Dave.
So he was – when we talked to him, he was, all right, I've got my student athletes and I've got my my pro athletes. And this made me think of Jillian Hollis. But I was wanting to ask, so he was saying he really, there was nothing he could do right now for his student athletes, and he was trying to find a pool for his pro athletes. So what kind of, connection or what are you allowed to do for your current student athletes? I know you're taking them to the airport, but once they're out of your jurisdiction, that's probably a bad way of putting it, but what are you guys allowed to do with your with the student athletes, and what are you allowed to kind of do as far as being in limbo right now?
We can do no training or instruction at all until April 15th, and they're going to look at that date, I guess, probably in a week or two. So really, it's communicating. You just talk, and they're just kind of on their own, which – it's weird. I understand the rule, but at the same time, is it fair to these student athletes who you are their coach and they need guidance and help? So I hope they relook at it eventually, just when the student athletes are wanting the advice. But yeah, it's very, very hands off. It's treated even differently than summer, because summer, if they ask for help, there's some compliance rules that let us do it, even though we're not in season. But right now, I mean, even if they ask for help, I'm like, sorry. I mean, it's an awkward time for golfers trying to get better. They're simply on their own.
So, like, if Katarina, you FaceTime with her and she's at JFK and she's lost. I'm just making this up. Right. You got, oh, here's right. What you need to do, blah, blah, blah. But then, like a week from now, if she sent you a video of, she's, I keep, I'm having problems, you know. And again, this is kind of far-fetched because I in Italy, they're in lockdown. But if she were to send you a video that she'd taken from a driving bay where, hey, what's wrong with my – you couldn't say that, right? You couldn't – I mean, no. These are the kind of weird things, I guess, that I've thought of that you guys can or can't do, right?
Correct. And that's – again, we're just – at that point, that's why our sport's always been a little different than a football, baseball, even swimming and diving to a point, because we can remotely teach a lot easier than those sports. So no, it's simply April 15th. We'll relook at it, and again, I hope we have to, because that means our country has weathered this virus. We're all back to normal traffic patterns and everything else. So that'd be a great thing to to move on to.
Yeah. How was by the way? How was Long Cove looking?
It was really good. Actually tough, especially we didn't get a practice round, or we went over a day early to try to practice and it decided to rain for 6 inches for 2 days. So we didn't get to see the quad four players not be able to see the course till they teed it up the first round of the tournament. So it was, oh, like I said, I'm glad the tournament's over. I wish we had it back now though, just to try again.
I know. I know. Well, I tell people, so Logan, Long Cove is on Hilton Head. Mm-hmm. It's a private course. It's basically, Josh may disagree with me, it's Harbor Town without the traffic, without all the
that's
the play
a good thing.
Is that kind of correct, Josh?
Yeah, and I would say it may be harder than Harbor Town as far as golf-wise.
But they're both Pete Dye courses, and no one really has ever seen Long Cove. But you guys get to play on it, and you get a concert from Hootie, which is also good. By the way, are you Hootie or Country Hootie? Which do you like better, Darius or Hootie?
See, I like his Hootie songs because I guess I just because I'm getting older and less people know what they are. So I kind of feel like I can get one up on this generation I'm around every day of music.
By the way, do your girls know who Hootie and the Blowfish are?
They do not. And you know what? I tried to find. I went to his concert 1996.
Nice.
And I had a blue T-shirt that had Hootie and the Blowfish on it, and I could have swore I still had it, but also it was from the first girlfriend ever, so I just pitched it out when all that happened. You know, she's not my wife, so again, you know, you get in those moments at that age when you're in your early 20s, you just kind of throw everything.
Gotta get rid of it, man.
So I might have tossed it too.
Hey, your wife may also have tossed it, Coach.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like, next year, though, that's my goal. I'm gonna go on eBay or somewhere. I'm gonna buy me a Hootie
Love
and
it.
Blowfish T-shirt, and I'm gonna wear it to the concert next year. That's my
there
goal.
There you go. Well, there you go.
Well, guess what? We're coming back next segment
that's
with
right,
some Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hey, and by the way, the win the week before, or I guess a couple weeks before the Gold Rush. Congrats on that. We were all real happy for you and getting the victory out on the other side of the country. Josh, what are you going to be doing now for the next however long?
Yeah, we're 4 weeks off the road. Yet I've started. Not kidding. Ripping out all my flower beds, all the mulch, and redoing all my flower beds. And I'm hoping that takes about 3 days to complete. And then I don't know what I'm going to do. So
crazy.
I'm trying to find a few things. I've thought about staying in the front door and everything. We can still recruit online. We can still talk, you know, the players were allowed to. So I'll do that. But that, to me, that's just normal. That's nothing new. But as far as being...
Are you allowed to go to the Boyd Center?
I'm actually here talking.
Oh, you are? Okay. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if y'all were allowed to even go.
Yeah, I've been out here just walking around just because it's very peaceful and kind of just, it gets me at least feeling like some normalcy.
Well, Coach, also keep in mind and be sure to tell all your players and whoever you can talk to, you can also listen to 960 Ref on your home smart speaker. So fire that thing up while you're sitting around the house.
Oh, I do. Well, that's like, I try to plan my day till 10 o'clock.
And perfect.
10 to 12, I don't like the Levitard and all that, so I kind of skip. I skip 10 to 12, I'm sorry. And then
that's all
I
good.
I listen to a little Indianapolis radio starting at noon, especially with the Colts, and try to keep updated what they're doing. And then, so yeah, I'm finding ways to pass my time.
Excellent.
But again, if anyone's in 5 points and I got plenty of flower beds, so I can stick someone in one, I can be in another. If they're bored and want to help
perfect.
Me, please stop by. You'll see me in the yard. Say hi at least.
That's right. Just stay 6 feet away. That's right. Hey, Josh, you're the man. We appreciate it. And we will have you back on again real soon when this when this passes.
Anytime, you know, the next month or so. And need airtime, you know who to call or text. I'll always fill in.
We appreciate it,
thanks
Coach.
So much, Josh. Great talking to
all
you.
All right, take care.
All right, Georgia Women's Golf Coach Josh Brewer.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.